Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us du'as for every aspect of our life, and this is to strengthen our relationship with Allah. Every turn, every change of activity, every change in the surrounding around us from morning till evening, there are du'as to be recited. There are certain du'as that we read after we've completed the wudu. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. And then in some narrations, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And there are other du'as that are also narrated, and one of the other du'as, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. O Allah, make me from those who repent abundantly, and make me from those who purify themselves. So when a person makes wudu, Allah purifies him outwardly and inwardly. Allah forgives his minor sins perpetrated by every limb. So when he finishes making wudu, he is purified from all minor sins. However, he still has major sins against his name. And the dua, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin, this is to have our major sins removed. So the dua has two sentences. Allah, make me from at-tawwabin, the repenters. And this could mean one of two things. First, the minor sins are forgiven while performing wudu, because pious deeds remove minor sins. But the major sins are forgiven only upon repentance. So the dua is made requesting the ability to repent. And with repentance, the major sins will be forgiven. Also, another meaning is that the request is not the enablement to repent, but to be amongst those who repent often. So it's a figurative way of speaking that Allah has said that I will forgive one who repents. Then, you know, the meaning is, oh Allah, I will repent now and you will forgive. But I do not trust myself. I do not know when I might slip up again. So cause me to repent then too. It's like our garments which we wash. They're dirty. They get dirty again. We wash them. You know, it's the same with sin and repentance that washes away the stains of sin. So the dua is, oh Allah, protect me from sin. But if I do sin, cause me to repent again. There's a third sentence to this also, a third sense to the sentence, that the word is tawabin or tawab, one who turns again and again and repents very often. And it would mean that, oh Allah, place me among those who repent to you all the time, turn to you all the time, who establish a strong link with you, that they look to you whenever they face difficult situation. And this dua is made when one has just completed wudu and has been making du'as during the wudu. Then the second part of the dua is, وَجَعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. Let me be from those who purify themselves. The Arabic word used is mutatahirin, which has an emphasized sense to it. Those who purify themselves with care, with proper attention. So the meaning is, Allah, my limbs have been washed through wudu, but do remove the hidden and unseen dirt. So this is one of the du'as that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made after the wudu. Another du'a is, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, la ilaha illa anta wahdak, la sharika lak, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, you are without blemish of Allah. Wa bihamdik, and with your praise is for you. La ilaha illa anta wahdak, there is no God but you. Wahdak, la sharika lak, you are alone. La sharika lak, astaghfiruka, I seek forgiveness. Wa atubu ilayk, and I seek repentance. You know, the minor sins are forgiven with wudu, but repentance is for the major sins. So we are taught to seek forgiveness so that we are also forgiven. Now let us, you know, ponder over it. A man makes wudu 5 times a day. And during it, on completion, he reads the recommended du'as. In other words, he repents and seeks forgiveness 5 times a day. You know, his repentance will surely be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will lead to him having a strong link with Almighty Allah. Allah is the most merciful. He is our Rabb. Even a parent will not deprive his child if he makes a reasonable request 5 times a day. Allah is more merciful than our parents. How will he deprive his slave? Inshallah, you know, our du'as will be accepted, and this will be a means of us establishing a strong link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the du'as. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. La ilaha illa anta wahdak. La sharika lak. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.